Sparta citizens attack Frank Trial Juror, the Atlanta Georgian, Friday, the 17th of October, 1913, page 8, column 6. Declare Hensley's statement that he made alleged remarks after trial is wrong. Another shot was fired Friday at A.H. Hensley, one of the Frank jurors accused of bias and prejudice. The fresh attack came from Sparta residents who were aroused to indignation by the statement of Hensley that he made the remarks they credited to him since and not before the trial. They denied Hensley's declaration in a communication forwarded Wednesday to Frank's attorneys and asserted they had not seen Hensley since the trial. Their reply to Hensley's defense was much to the same effect as that of Nunnally and Ricker of Monroe, who said Hensley had not been in town since the trial, so far as they knew, and that Hensley's remarks denouncing Frank, therefore, must have been made to them before Hensley became one of the jurymen. Movements traced. The accused jurors' movements have been carefully traced before and after the trial. Agents acting for the defense have been assisted in this materially by the recovery of carbon copies of orders taken by Hensley, who is a traveling salesman. Marcellus Johenning, another juror charged with bias, was in a brief conference Friday with Solicitor Dorsey. He signed a deposition denying all prejudice. He reiterated his declaration of several weeks ago that he never had expressed any opinion of Frank's innocence or guilt before the trial, and that the lawyers for the defense would not be able to substantiate their charges. The solicitor said he rapidly was completing his work in preparation to argue against the motion for a new trial. Frank spends time reading. He will be ready to present his objections Wednesday. He made arrangements to confer with representatives of the defense at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon for the purpose of checking up on the brief of evidence. Frank, who assisted his lawyers during the hardest of the work in preparation for arguing in behalf of a new trial, now has less to occupy his attention and is spending much of his time when his relative and friends are not visiting him in reading and studying. Page 18, column 3. Frank hearing is postponed by Dorsey. Solicitor General asks delay until Wednesday on arguments for new trial. The hearing of arguments on a new trial for Leo M. Frank has been postponed from Saturday until the following Wednesday. Solicitor General Dorsey Thursday informed Reuben Arnold of counsel for the defense that he could not possibly be prepared by Saturday to go ahead with the arguments, but that he hoped to be ready by Wednesday. The hearing accordingly was postponed to that day. The hearing originally was set for October 4th and was set forward to October 11th at the request of the solicitor. When it became apparent to Dorsey that he would not be able to review the voluminous reasons submitted by the defense in the time settled upon, he was granted another week's time. The postponement agreed upon Thursday is, therefore, the third. Owing to the delay of an express package from Valdosta containing many of the records and practically all of the transcription of testimony taken at the trial, the solicitor was unable to hold the conference Thursday morning with representatives of the defense for the purpose of coming to an agreement upon minor revisions in the brief of evidence prepared by Frank's lawyers. Dorsey notified the defense that he would meet them as soon as the package arrived, and that he anticipated that the corrections would require only a few minutes' time. Frank's lawyers are prepared to go before Judge Roan at any time with their arguments for a new trial. They have built up what they regard as a very state against juror Anne Hensley, who they charge with extreme bias and prejudice. Solicitor Dorsey will not say what he has found in regard to Hensley,